This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1928. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 1st, Antarctica, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Canada, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Iran, Korea, North and South, Luxembourg, Mongolia, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, South America, Taiwan, UA, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. As we often report, including last week, the nominal schedule of LRA 36 Antarctica on 15476 USB is Monday through Friday from 18 to 21 UT. But this week we have another report from Manuel Mendez in Spain, who follows it closely, that was on the air at an unusual time. April 25th at 14:15, he heard an ID until it cut off abruptly at 14:42. It was barely audible at his home location in Spain, but he was hearing it better via remote receivers in Brazil and Paraguay. And he goes on to say, this seems to be on the air only on Wednesdays, heard March 28th, April 18th, and 25th. Other days of the week, off the air. Ron Hart in California says the Australian low-power Aussie radio is still off the air from its new frequency 4835 as expected, but the other one, Radio 4KZ, is being heard, and in fact better than before, on 5055. They have raised power from 250 to 1,000 watts, according to word from QSL manager John Wright, as of April 26. For example, he was hearing it April 29th from 12:14 past 13:15 UT. Also May 1st, above threshold level audio on 5055.0 until it cut off at 13:56. Bruce Churchill and Mick Delmage were employing the remote receiver of Don Momin in Alberta with a Western beverage. Bruce says it sounded like a local at S9 between 12:30 and 13:05. Patrick Robich in Austria responds to last week's item about Azerbaijan's Ishtimai radio around 9677 FM. He says there are two Azerbaijani companies, not to be confused. The state-owned Azerbaijan TV and Radio Broadcasting, CJSC, and the public broadcaster, which is Ishtimai Televizya Varadio, or ITV, a member of Eurovision, both have radio and TV channels. The program on shortwave is the radio program of ITV called Ishtimai Radio and not a TV audio relay, as confirmed by checking with their audio stream. But still remaining question is the reason for this transmission, and furthermore, why isn't it an AM? There's a brief English segment on the home service of Bangladesh Betar 4750. Which Ron Howard reports periodically, such as April 30th at 12:35 to 12:42. It's on Mondays only. A news bulletin in English from the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SAARC. He heard some news items about the UN Security Council delegation visiting Bangladesh and other local news. He says it's very rare I can make out the news items. Usually there's too much CODAR and Chinese interference. The end of the daily very brief segment with weather in English was at 12:55. The external service of Bangladesh Betar has English on 13580. Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts reports it April 29th at 18:03 with English announcements and ID and a program called Voice of Islam, followed by recitations and English readings. S4 signal, but pretty good audio. He says at least 70% readable. Very good reception for under the circumstances. And then also reported by Mick Delmage in Alberta with less CODAR, but just barely audible. The music coming through better. He heard it until sign-off at 19 UT, April 29th. Ron Howard at Asilo Mar State Beach, California, reports CFVP 6030, Calgary, Alberta, which simulcasts its AM 1060 CKMX. April 25th at 12:08, it was mixing with a stronger signal from CNR 12 in China, as we mentioned last week, a temporary change in programming on that transmitter. But he was hearing comedians with lots of canned laughter, several clear IDs, as funny 1060 AM. He says this was about the same time for sunrise at the station and at his location, 1320 UT. Surprisingly, how well 100 watts was doing against 100 kilowatts from China. CHU Canada time signals have some interference to 7850. April 27th at midnight 27, there was a bunker about 2 kilohertz higher on 7852. Never heard that before. The steady bangs came at the rate of about 96 per minute, conflicting with 60 pips per minute from CHU. It could have been avoided by tuning lower sideband for CHU, except it's only on upper sideband. Bunker be gone. Even though May 1st is its official anniversary date, Radio Havana Cuba had a special self-congratulatory program on April 26th at 15 UT on only one shortwave frequency, 11760. I put up with the propaganda and swipes at imperialism to listen to it for an hour, gleaning a few tidbits, including a mention that there were plans to add three languages, Maya Quiche, Aymara, and Swahili. However, I'm not sure whether they're referring to a future plan or a long-abandoned past plan. And by the way, whatever became of Italian, which was added a couple of years ago to their website, but not to their broadcast? Well, I checked the website and found an error message. Something's always wrong at RHC. 12,000 kilohertz, the huge distorted blob of Radio Havana I mentioned last week, was finally back in whack as of April 26th, as reported by Luis H. Esquivel in California, K6LHE, and also by me the following evening. It's on the air for several hours, along with several other 25-meter band frequencies in Spanish. Ethiopia doesn't try to hide where a clandestine broadcast for Eritrea is coming from, since it's on one of their known frequencies otherwise used for Radio Ethiopia itself, the unstable one. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria says Voice of Peace and Democracy of Eritrea on 7235 was heard April 20th, signing on at 0354 with rhythmic drums and ID. The same program repeats at 1801, but by then he says the frequency was 7236.6. That's in Australian DX News. Here's another Ethiopian broadcast, which is not considered clandestine, but a domestic service, Voice of the Tigray Revolution. 5950 Ralph Perry in Illinois reports to the NASA flash sheet a wonderful signal at tune in 0305, unending stringed riff of Horn of Africa music with drum almost like jazz, really nice, and segue to a milder song, a super signal, no interference or static, just glorious. And fortunately, WRMI is no longer running that frequency all night. Close by on 5940 is another Ethiopian, which I think only started last year. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports Radio Diganka Somalida Itubia in the Somali language, but for Ethiopia, April 27th from 1902. It's 100 kilowatts on 5940. Among these scads of Euro pirates is one on 6375, reported by Eric Loy, Illinois, using the Utranta web receiver in Holland, April 27th at 1725. Beautiful music station called Harmony Radio, playing standards like I'm Sorry, Fever, Venus, and Too Young, and also with good modulation. Since last week, a lot more reports of the Arabic services of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran being jammed with a siren sound, presumably done by Saudi Arabia. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes, all these long hours in Arabic are subject to this siren jamming. 530 to 1430 on 13610, 530 to 830 on 13780, and again 930 to 1130 on the same, and 1130 to 1430 on 13785. Significant radio developments following the North-South Korean summit meeting. Kim Jong-un decided that he didn't like seeing two different clocks, so he's resuming UT plus 9 for North Korea, the same zone as South Korea, effective May 5th, when he moved it to UT plus 8.5 hours a couple of years ago. All Voice of Korea broadcasts also moved half an hour, but we may now expect them to start 30 minutes earlier than they have been generally at the top of the hour by UT instead of the bottom of the hour, as reported by Chris Greenway, among others. For example, we expect the almost one-hour English broadcast to North America to start at 13 UT on 9435 on 11710, also to Europe on 13760 and 15245. Chris Greenway also says the declaration issued at the summit says South and North Korea agreed to completely cease all hostile acts against each other in every domain. So, we should be watching to see if this means a halt to any of the cross-border radio stations operated by both sides, and I might add, whether the jamming will abate or be terminated. As of May 1st, Ron Howard laments the jamming is still going. Richard Langley forwards a story from Korea BizWire that South Korea is also establishing a long-wave time signal station, sort of as a backup in case GPS is not available. It's to be on 65 kilohertz, and the WRTH indicates it may already be testing with lower power than the ultimate objective, with a 1 megameter coverage area. In the British DX Club, Christian Gibaudot in Nice, France, says the French station RTL will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the events of May 1968 with a web radio called RTL Radio 68. This web radio will be audible for 24 hours starting May 3rd at 1600 UT on www.rtl.fr, and also audible at night from 2300 to 0230 on longwave 234 and FM in France. Ron Howard says 4830 and 7260 seem the only active frequencies for Mongolian Radio 3, April 30th at 1205, 4830 with a decent level carrier, and 7260 with the usual audio mixing with China, while the third frequency, 4895, remained completely silent. The other two were still noted at 1245, but 4830 was off the air by 1258, with 7260 still going. If you hear Spanish on 1610 kHz, it might not be Canada or even Mexico. In New Zealand, the X Times, Brian Clark reports Radio El Sol Arequipa, Peru. The carrier first observed on March 2nd at 0753, positively identified March 12th. But it was off frequency slightly, 37 hertz above 1610, causing a hit with CHHA in Toronto. On March 16th, it opened at 0656, 42 hertz above, drifting down to 38 hertz above by 0920. The sign-on time varies. On March 15th, it was at 0647. And I might point out that's a very odd time to be signing on any station in Peru. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1928. This non-commercial program also brings you a non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and a non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Thus, we appreciate very much voluntary financial support. This week, from David Cheever, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. We noted previously that FABC Manila made an unfortunate frequency change for one of its Chinese services, 9380 replacing 9435. The trouble is, All India Radio is already on 9380. Now, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that FEBC has registered a change to resolve that problem. They'll be moving to 9275, between 10 and 16 UT. Of course, that could be a problem for WMLK, if and when it ever comes back. I see an occasional FB post from them indicating they are making progress in setting up their 300-kilowatt transmitter. As of April 22nd, Jim Evans, Tennessee, in the NASA flash sheet, was still hearing FEBC on 9380 at 1135. Here's another collision which needs to be resolved on 7335. Between midnight and 2 UT, Radio Romania International, in Romanian to North America, but it's blocked by Radio Marti and, of course, Cuban jamming. It seems that the Office of Cuba Broadcasting made a late decision to use 7335 this season. It began with the A18 season, but was not registered in HFCC until later. One of them certainly needs to move, probably Romania. They have a parallel frequency, however, 9790. Meanwhile, there is English from Romania at midnight UT on 7375 and 9730. Ron Howard reports that Radio Sakha via Yakutsk, one of Russia's two remaining shortwave stations, has not been heard for about 3 days as of April 30th. That is the one on 7295 and 7345. Not only is there siren jamming, seemingly from Saudi Arabia against Arabic broadcasts from Iran, as I mentioned earlier, but some of the Saudi frequencies have been changed so they will collide with Iran, that is, other broadcasts. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes on April 27th that the Urdu service from Riyadh is supposedly on 13775, and it is until 13 UT, but at that hour it switches to 13785, where it collides with Pars Today Iran in Arabic. But it seems the situation is rather fluid, changing from day to day. From Cairo, Egypt, Tariq Zaidan informs us, on May 1st, I noticed some strange actions on the frequencies of the Arabic section of Iran. From 05 UT, I noticed at 7410 a strange noise, and Radio Saudi was on the same frequency, where they had not been before. 13610 was strong but with jamming in the background, on and off. 13780 was heavily jammed with no trace of Iran. I wonder what's going on. It seems that Channel Africa from South Africa is on the ball, changing frequencies, trying to avoid interference. Ivo Ivanov reports from May 7th, the English broadcast, Monday through Friday at 0400 to 455, is moving to 6145. You may recall it started out on 6180, which clashed with Cuba and others. It moved to 6040, that didn't work, and then to 6060 lately, which also clashed with Cuba. And another one involving Saudi Arabia. 11745 had been in use for South Africa's English Monday through Friday at 17 to 1755. But of course, perhaps unbeknownst to them, the Al Azam military radio from Saudi Arabia was already using 11745. So Channel Africa is moving to 11885. In New Zealand X Times, Chris Smolinski writes about listening to pirate radio stations from South America. It's really only been the previous year we've confirmed that there's a significant number of pirates in South America that can be received here in North America. Radio Piranha has been known for some time, and that's about it. There had been logs of UNIDs in the 43-meter band, presumed to be pirates, possibly some from South America. Most of these stations use homemade transmitters, often of the Lulu design, with an IRF-510 or similar MOSFET RF final stage. That means they are generally in the 15 or 20-watt carrier range, although some are higher power. It also means, unless otherwise noted, all use the AM mode, and in general the frequency is highly variable, 100 hertz or more from night to night or even during transmissions. It's well worth checking the Latin American Pirate Logging Forum on the HF Underground website, www.hfunderground.com. Should you ever hear a carrier on the odd even frequency of 9774, chances are good it is Fuxing Broadcasting Station in Taiwan. Ron Howard in California reports that he was getting faint audio April 28th at 11:15 and 12:43. Best reception in lower sideband, I guess to avoid interference. They have another frequency listed, 9410, but nothing was heard there. Same thing when he checked 2 days later on April 30th. Hiroyuki Komatsubara on his Now on the Radio website in Japan confirms both frequencies heard in the local mornings, but seems to be only on 9774 at night. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports hearing the Voice of Turkey tuning signal in time pips and announcements from 0355 UT April 18th on 21680. Poor reception. This is listed as a transmission to Malaysia at 04-05 UT, and he thinks it's Turkey's first use of the 13-meter band. The Aldabaya UAE transmitter site is often considerably off frequency. Rob Wagner, Australia, in ADXN, reports 15215.1. For the FEBC program, Gawelon Tibetan Radio, at 12:15 to 12:29 UT, April 24th. He says surely they can get a little closer than that. And another log from him of BBC in Arabic on 9410.12 at 0345 UT, April 25th. Odd frequency typical of some Dabaya outlets, often off frequency, generally to the high side. Not all phone hams on 40 meters use lower sideband. I guess they don't have to. I keep running across a net on 7296 upper sideband only, always involving KJ5GD, AL, in Albuquerque, sometime during the 02 UT hour, such as April 25th and 28th. Saturday, May 12th isn't really Armed Forces Day, but it is the day for the Armed Forces Day crossband test this year. Thanks to info at swling.com. You can find all about the stations, frequencies, and time spans. The military stations will be available to make contact with amateur radio operators in their own bands legally at this website, www.usarmymars.org/events. Now some info about World of Radio scheduling. Should you be awake, Wednesday at 10:30 UT, one of our early broadcasts is on WRMI 9455. Both Rick Barton, Chris Krug in Tulsa, and I confirmed it was on the air and well audible on April 25th. Though still shown on the schedule, the Saturday 23 UT broadcast on 7780 is actually occupied by something else, at least for the past 3 weeks. A new broadcast of World of Radio on WRMI, UT Monday at 0130, is well heard here on 5850 aimed across North America and 7780 aimed into the Atlantic, but not on 5950. Also, there's that new broadcast Sunday at 19 UT on 9395 to the north-northwest from Florida. Hamburger Local Radio in Germany confirmed resumed transmissions last weekend, the last weekend in April, including World of Radio, Saturdays at 0630 and 1430 on 6190 and Sundays at 1030 on 9485. World of Radio via WA0RCR 1860 AM in Missouri was missing last week due to a programming problem, but Vern assures me we'll be back near our usual time from now on, 0315 UT Sundays. Bob Ellis in England says he's added World of Radio to his website. That is, links to the last two episodes. It's www.listenersguide.org.uk/swl/world-of-radio/. While you're there, check out what else is on his website. Jake Longwell of Global Community Radio says, World of Radio has a new outlet, getting the program from GCR Channel 1 on Sunday nights. KPDO 89.3 in Pescadero, California, a brand new community radio station taking programming from Global Community Radio and also from Radio Bilingue. World of Radio will air Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific, that is, UT Mondays at 0100, and it's already streaming. In addition to FM, www.kpdo.net. Furthermore, Jake says, Global Community Radio has expanded its program offerings from 2 to 3 24/7 streams. GCR 1, News and Talk, with an emphasis on world news. GCR 2 now focuses on a wide variety of popular music genres. The new GCR 3 is primarily dedicated to classical and jazz, and several talk shows on various aspects of the arts, and several hours per week of radio theater, old-time radio, and contemporary radio drama. Complete program schedules and further information and a list of local rebroadcasters, there's some others also carrying World Radio, at globalcommunityradio.blogspot.com. Now for the bad news, as far as I can tell, WBCQ is no longer carrying World of Radio on 9330. It had been scheduled every day of the week at 2330, except Saturdays at 2130, but I've checked every day this past week, and the last time it was actually broadcast was April 22nd. So now it seems that the 9330 transmitter is 100% Tombs, which means the Overcomer Ministry Brother Hysterical. But still on WBCQ, Wednesdays at 2100 on 7490 and UT Mondays at 0300 on 5130. Dan Sheedy in California reports hearing WTWW on 11660, April 28th at 1315 to 1330. That's a second harmonic of 5830, which he was not hearing, but the signal was pretty clean for a harmonic, the usual TWW programming. And I also heard it May 1st at 1344 on 11660 with hateful anti-Muslim talk and racist programming, the usual stuff on WTWW, and it was slightly stronger than 5830. I never heard this harmonic before, so Ted has apparently mistuned the transmitter or removed harmonic filtering, and it could be mistaken for a fundamental on the 25-meter band. If there's one harmonic, there could be more. Check 17490 or 23320 if propagation allows. There's no more English in the Mornings on shortwave from WEWN, but nevertheless, I was hearing Mother Angelica, April 25th at 1217 UT, on 1090 kilohertz. She was advocating whacking children. This and more bad advice greeted by roars of laughter from her audience, perhaps nulliparous females. I was actually listening to KEXS, Excelsior Springs, in the Kansas City market. The propagation outlook from Mulder, lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, through May 6th and again May 10th to 16th. G1 minor storms peaking May 7th with A's and K's of 15 and 3, and G2 moderate storms May 17th, 42 and 6. Solar flux 68 through May 13th and then 70 onwards. And that's World of Radio 1928. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.